Tonight, opposition National Democratic Congress takes on governing New Patriotic Party accusing it of massive vote buying in today's special voting process, which has ended a few minutes ago.
Issue of concern, the rate at which government functionaries are sharing money all over the place. They are not even scared, attempting to bribe and to influence service officials.
Details as police pick up a voter for trying to take photograph of his ballot paper. We'll bring you details of a day in which has been characterized by missing names, food sharing and drink, dry ink, and a few of the hiccups that characterize the process, which mainly many people have described largely as smooth, with a strong turnout ahead of Saturday's polls. We have more from our correspondent in various constituencies and reactions from political stakeholders here on the show. Let's get quick into the action and bring you all of that that is happening now. The Opposition National Democratic Congress is taking on the governing New Patriotic Party of accusing it of massive vote buying in today's special voting process. According to the NDC, the MPP functionaries have been paying monies to security operatives who took part in the special voting today through mobile money transactions. We'll bring you details of that shortly. But today's special voting exercise witnessed a strong turnout nationwide, setting the stage for Saturday's highly anticipated polls. While the process has been largely smooth, a few challenges, including missing names on the voter register, delays caused by dry ink, and the report of food sharing to EC officials at some polling stations. Despite these hiccups, electoral officials and security personnel have maintained order and ensure the exercise progressed without major disruptions. Let's get around of the 328 polling stations undertaking where the exercises were taking place, and bring you a report from there. Kweku Asante is joining us from the Ayos West Wogon constituency. He's been there the whole day, Kweku. So you've been there. We understand that a voter was picked up by the police for attempting to take a picture of his vote. Tell us more.
Well, yes, Brace, that was just about 15 minutes before polling.
If you can reposition yourself for us, it will be better. We will be grateful for that. Your line keeps breaking. Let's try
Hello,
again.
Brace, can you hear me?
Let's try again.
Yeah, so this person alleged to be a police officer or one member of the security force, because we were unable to confirm specifically which of the security services he belongs to, tried to take a photo of his ballot paper. And the NDC representatives around, including John DeMello, will take none of that. In fact, they shouted and shouted until the police officers who were around just came in there and picked him. And this voting is happening right in front of the district police headquarters here at Lagos. And so the police officers did pick him up. They took him to the district commander's office. There was some interaction before they took him out again to the Legon police station itself, where he is said to have written a statement. But as we see, you can hear some noise in the background. The formalities around the voting process has now been sorted out. The ballot boxes have been marched right to the armory of the Ghana Police Service at the Legon police station to be kept up until the election concludes on the 7th of December, before these ballot boxes will be opened and then sorted and counted. But the bigger incident that happened here is what happened about 15 minutes to close the poll, when this person tried to take a photo of his ballot paper, was accosted by the police. He has been led to the Legon police station. We understand he has written a statement. We do not have confirmation yet if he has actually been detained or he has been granted police inquiry bail.
Earlier in the day, there were some other issues in the constituency. How were those ones resolved?
Well, yes, the process was smooth up until about 11:50, when a member of parliament, Lydia Seyram Alhassan, actually came in there with a number of persons from her office, and they were holding packs of food, and they then sent it to the two queues. There are two police stations at the Ayawaso West Wogon. They distributed some of those packs of persons who were lining up to queue. And this was not something that the NDC in particular were happy about. The member of parliament said he was not doing this because he was trying to buy anybody's vote. He was simply doing so. He was passing on this vote to electoral officials, persons who were queuing up to vote and all that. And these persons did not want to have any of that. John DeMello in particular, incensed about the situation, describing what he believes to be vote buying by the member of parliament, as unacceptable. We are talking to the Member of Parliament, who in fact has said that this is not something that she wanted to do, and that she was only sharing these things and not because she wanted to buy votes. Especially later on, she has actually denied that she wasn't even here when the specifics of this thing happened, although there are videos of him, there are videos of her actually doing this. So that was a bit of a fracas around 11:50 this morning at the Legon police station where the Ayabaso West Ogun, the two polling stations for that constituency, the voting was being had. And that was what caused some melee and some led the process to degenerate up until the police were able to restore calm. Later on, some persons who identified themselves as officials of the Office of the Special Prosecutor actually came in here and asked some questions. In fact, they came to us journalists who had recorded some of the incidents in the scene, took our phone numbers, and said they were going to reach out. And this is something that they were actively investigating. So the Special Prosecutor has come up in this mess, given the allegations that were made earlier on that the Member of Parliament was trying to buy votes.
Grateful to you, Kweku Asante, for that. Let's still stay in Ayawaso and go to Prince Kudoga. He is in Ayawaso Central. Prince, so what more can you report from where you are?
Yes, as we speak at this moment, voting has ended some 30 minutes ago. The sealing formalities are ongoing so that the ballot boxes will be carried to the police armory, where they will be kept until the end of day 7 December, where they will be counted along with all results across the country. Now, here at the Ayawaso Central constituency, the elections were smooth until around after midday, when a young man or an officer who we are not able to verify which of the security service he served in walked in and after voting decided to take a picture of his ballot paper. Both NDC and NPP reps in the polling center were not happy with that. So there was a bit of chaos until policemen, security officers around intervened. The guy was whisked away. We don't know where he was sent to. But after that, the elections returned to normal until close of day.
All right. So as we speak, the elections are over and everything is you've all deserted the polling center as we speak.
At this moment, there is a bit of back and forth between the presiding officer and the NDC MPP agent about the tally of numbers. So that's what we are on now. They are a bit of back and forth. They are trying to agree on the total number of vote cast and all those things. That's what we are now for the past 30 minutes. As and when they reach an agreement on the total number of vote cast. Now, I see some police vehicles arriving. I think they are done. They are cutting the ballot boxes into the vehicles and will be carted away any moment from now.
Okay, interesting. So that's the Ayawaso Central. From there, let's take you to Colette Clotte, where my colleague James Aveji has been all day. James, you have been covering this particular place all day, and quite an interesting development we are picking from other places. What more can you tell us from where you have been? We're bringing James Aveji again so we can get you update on what happened there. Okay, let me take you to the Ododo Diodo constituency where Collins has been all day. Collins, what is happening at where you are?
Brace, voting has ended in the Ododo Diodo constituency, Jamestown polling station. About 530 people were expected to cast their votes. At the end of voting, 436, according to the EC, were able to vote. Earlier on, there were issues with some people not finding their name in the voters' register. Three people's names were not in the register. And when he spoke to the electoral commissioner for the Asiedu Iketeke, he told us that they did not register. I mean, the security officials that they wanted to vote, their names were not in the register, and the EC made us to understand that they actually did not register for the special voting. So they will have to come on Saturday, that's December 7th, to take part in the general election. Okay. So currently, the ballot boxes have been sealed, everything has been packed, and they've taken to the Jamestown police station. Everything has been successful. Previous elections in the Ododo constituencies, the constituency where you normally see there are certain violences, level of violences occurring at various polling stations. Today wasn't the case. Everything has been successful with parliamentary candidates expressing confidence of winning.
Okay. All right. Grateful to you, Collins. Let's go back to the call it Clotty constituency, where James Avigi is joining us from. James, we understand that some people were denied the opportunity to vote. Tell us more. Okay, we'll bring you James Avigi again. We're covering the all of the centres where the special voting took place today. This is Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy holy sleep. Let's try again. James.
All the way from Fawam, also here today to cast her vote, only to be told that her name is not on the voter list. The inquiry I made from the presiding officer reveals that there was another layer to the process where these individuals who tried to put their names on the special voter list should have gone to the EC offices themselves to complete the process, which most of them didn't do, leading to their names not finding its way onto the voter list. And so at least 9 of such persons would have to come back on Saturday to cast their ballot. But generally, it has been a really peaceful atmosphere. As at the close of polls, 29 people were expected to cast their ballot at the Colette Clotté Special Voting Center. Out of that, 1,047 cast their vote at the end of polls at 5 o'clock. The two MPs, candidates going into the elections, Honorable Zenato Ajiman Rawlings, have been positive that at the count of that vote and the general election, he and John Mahama would emerge victorious at the end of the day. The candidate for the NPP, Valentino Ni Noi Norte, is also hopeful that the peaceful atmosphere we have experienced today would be extended to December 7 on Saturday, where the process will be devoid of any chaos. And at the end of the day, he himself and Dr. Baumia would emerge victorious. So, Brace, generally, no chaos, no incident happened, apart from the 9 people who were turned away because their names weren't in the voter list.
Okay. Did you speak to these people who were turned away from voting? What did they say?
Yes. In fact, I spoke with the journalist, our colleague from the Port Estate, who couldn't find his name. He was the first incident, and he indicates to me that he really needed to vote today so he could have time for work on Saturday. But what he will do is to go back, and early Saturday, December 7th, he will make an attempt. If he comes and there is too much queue, he cannot vote. He would have to forfeit his vote. But if there is no long queue and his name is on the general list, he will vote. The fire officer from Nsawam indicates that he will be deployed to Nsawam on the day and so would want to cast a vote today, which means that she will not be able to vote on Saturday. That's the general impression they've been giving me upon failure to vote today.
Mm. Thanks for the good work there, James Avigi. Let's take you to the central region now, where Eric Asante is our man on the ground there. Eric, what's happening in the central region? What happened in Cape Coast today?
So, Kojo, it's been a smooth exercise by all standards. All the constituencies, the polling centers that I visited, had smooth events right from the start to 5 p.m. Currently, at the KEA constituency, the venue for the special voting today was the Elmina Police Station, where out of 758 people, 646 people came to cast their vote here in the Elmina constituency, specifically the KEA constituency, I beg your pardon. Earlier, the Cape Coast South constituencies and, of course, the Cape Coast North constituency also had a number of people turning to cast their vote in this special exercise. So, by and large, the exercise has been very smooth here in the central region.
We are getting a sense of, a higher turnout. Is that what you got in some of these areas where you went?
Yeah, from one side, more than 60% turnout in the areas that I visited. The highest being the KEA constituency, where, like I did indicate, 600 people, attempted against 675 out of 768 came to cast their vote here at the Commander Edna Eguavo Ebrim constituency. So by and large, yes, as has been recorded in the other parts of the country, here in the central region, the constituency that I've visited so far, the turnout has been very high.
Interesting. Great. Thank you, Eric Asante. Let's take you to the Volta region and join Ivy Setoji. Ivy, what more can you tell us from the Volta region?
Well, in the Volta region, the process went smoothly, according to the electoral official. I was first at Keta, and I saw people coming to pass their vote, even though the process was quite slow. But according to the officers, everything was smooth. I was in and catch yourself as
All right. So that's Ivy Setoji there. Ivy, if you're still there, can you wrap up for me? As in, you know, how the whole process ended up there. We're getting the sense that... okay. Let's try and rectify the lines. But I'll be taking you to the Bono region shortly, where Precious Semovo is. But let me complete with Ivy Setoji. Ivy, so I'll complete with Ivy shortly so we can move on. But we're getting the sense that the process throughout the country was quite, you know, smooth, and we didn't have a lot of, you know, challenges with the process itself. Let me still finish with Ivy Setoji. Ivy, so you're telling us about how the process went in the Volta region.
Yes, so the process was smooth. The places I visited, it was a smooth one. That's Keta, Angloga, Keta South, Keta North. It was smooth. But according to some residents, it was kind of slow, though people were still coming to cast their vote.
All right, grateful to you, Ivy Setoji, for joining us here. Let me take you to Precious Semovo. Precious, what can you tell us from where you are based?
Well, so it's been quite a smooth day, actually, here in Sinyani, Bono Regional Police Headquarters. That is where the election took place. Two polling centers for Sinyani East. Now, the only hitch or the only concern as raised by the parties during the course of the day had to do with issues of fraudulent voting, where people came with documents proving that they have the mandate to vote on behalf of others, but they were denied because, according to the EC, proxy voters can only exercise that right on the 7th of December. Now, the other issue had to do with a lot, particularly of the Ghana Armed Forces personnel. Most of them came with their names not in the register. They claim they sent their names, but that is an issue that the EC and then the parties as well as the personnel are trying to resolve. But of particular interest is that what we notice in polling center A and polling center B, one candidate, voter decided not to vote for the parliamentary candidate. After casting his vote for the presidential, he decided that he's not going to cast any vote for the presidential candidate. And at the polling center A, we had as many as 5 voters who again decided that they were not going to cast their vote for any parliamentary candidate, as much as they were persuaded, they declined that offer to vote for the candidate. So at the end of the day, both center A and center B, 1,013 people did vote as against the expected 1,137 people. As I speak to you, the ballot boxes have been filled with all the political parties and other stakeholders are involved, ensuring that their fields are on the box. It has been transferred to the Odumase Police Headquarters. That is the Municipal Police Headquarters for Sinyani West. It was heavily followed by the police and keenly followed by the political parties who were present, ensuring that nothing will miss them on the road to the center. So that has been the situation here. It's been quite a smooth day. And the anticipation, according to the electoral officer, particularly the district Sinyani East electoral officer, Winifred Jefum, is that hopefully on Saturday, the 7th of December, the exercise will be as smooth as it has been today.
Mm. Thanks for that. Quite an interesting day it has been. This is your election headquarters. Let's bring in Nana Yaojima from the Ashanti region. Nana, what can you tell us from the Ashanti region?
Some of the election today in the Ashanti region has been largely peaceful. Hello. Been to hello.
Nana, you're on.
Hello.
Nana, we can hear you.
So, the election has been largely peaceful in the Ashanti, into a lot of the polling stations within the Kumasi metropolis. And I can confirm that a lot of the polling stations started the election on time. 7 exactly, the election materials had arrived with the officers all in position to commence the election. What we observe is that even from the early hours of the day, a number of these polling stations has had queues, long queues there, being formed there. It shows that the security personnel and other people who are dignified as special voters were, they came out in their numbers to cast their ballots in the election. There were a few places, for instance, the Ofenso North constituency, where the election had delayed because of the late arrival of the election, the register for the election. Aside from that area, there were some few security officers whose names were missing from the register. Aside from these two incidents, I can confirm that most parts of the Ashanti region started on time. The election was calm, very calm and peaceful, probably because most of these polling stations were within police stations. Probably that could be one of the reasons where or why a lot of them were peaceful. Both officials of both NPP and NDC went through most of the polling stations. We met a lot of them on the grounds, and they all confirmed that the election has been peaceful so far. None of them could raise any issue of electoral irregularities today.
Okay.
All the people we spoke to were so very excited, and they thought that things had been calm so far.
Okay.
So to the EC, it's expected that a lot of people would turn up for the election, and true to their words, a lot of these polling stations that we visited, they were able to record over 80% of the people who were supposed to vote in the polling stations coming in and peacefully casting their ballots.
All right. Thank you, Nana Jima. There. Let's wrap up with Eric Obain, who is at Ofenso North constituency. Eric, what can you tell us from Ofenso?
Now, from Ofenso North, yeah, like as I reported early in the morning, we delayed in the electoral process due to the delayance of the voter register. Yeah. The process began exactly at 10:20 in the morning. So after 5, we still had quite a number of electorates in the queue. So after speaking with you, the process just came to an end. We were expecting about 569 electorates to cast their ballots. At the end of the whole process, 532 electorates, special voters, were able to cast their ballots, leaving 37 for a reason they are not here. We don't know yet from the AC. And according to the EC, then the turnout is about 93.4, what is quite okay.
Okay.
With the atmosphere here, we didn't experience any unfortunate circumstance whatsoever. The process was very successful, very smooth, and everything was in order.
So that's my colleague Eric there, Eric Obain, coming to us from Ofenso North constituency. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, Connecting Energies, Holy Insect Size Spray and Coil. Enjoy Holy Sleep. But this it has been how the a testament of how the election day will go, and our report on your election headquarters will continue on the news night with MFA Apple, covering the rest of the country. Stay on.